Hello, everyone, and welcome to session number one. First and foremost, make sure you have a space that's supportive. You have the time and attention to dedicate to yourself for this video. And remember always to follow your impulse, adapt anything that I offer in the way that feels best for you, right here and right now. Have some water, some tea close at hand. Stay hydrated. And I'm going to begin on a chair. I will do some of it standing, some of it on a chair. Know that you're always welcome to follow me or adapt the levels that you need. I'm going to bring the hands into the heart space. Just take a moment of gratitude for yourself for showing up, being present, speaking your own truth. Inhale and exhale. Let out any sigh that wants to release. Ooh. And gently soften. And first thing we're going to do is just feel the earth. So connect down through the feet into the ground. Give your toes a little wiggle. Allow the weight to drop down through the body and allow the earth, invite the earth to come up through you like a tree. Once you feel this connection established, you can start to just rock and sway left and right like a tree, allowing the weight to pour from one side to the other side. If you're on a chair, you'll feel the weight shift through your pelvis. If you're standing up, you can feel the weight shift left and right through the feet. If you're on the ground, you can just gently feel it shifting left and right on your pelvis or on your shoulders. All we're doing is establishing this connection to this deep place of support called the earth. Connecting through our eyes to the space around us. If we have any objects or plants that can support us today, we can connect to them. And eventually letting this rock side to side come back somewhere in the middle, somewhere that just feels like a balance between the left and the right. And now gently let the weight shift front and back. So if you're standing, really feeling the balls of the feet receiving the weight. The heels receiving the weight. It's a really nice interplay. The heels are there to help us stand in place, and the balls of the feet are there to help us move through space. So gently rocking forward and back. If I'm sitting, same idea. Just gently rocking forward and back. And noticing how the spine is also invited to move, to sway, to undulate like a wave. This can come all the way up into the throat, opening the throat all the way into the end of the spine in your occipital lobe. And the end of the spine is our eyes. So, again, using our visual field and sense to help us rock the weight front and back. If you're lying down, you can also play with your head gently rocking forward and back, your chin up and down. There's no wrong way to do any of this. And let this rock forward and back settle in the middle. Take a moment to orient to the ground. And then we're going to put these two elements together, the left and the right, and the front and the back, exploring the potency of our posture, building a sustainable relationship to the earth through our bones, through our weight. So, this last one, this integration of left and right and front and back, we just start to circulate, letting the spine roll around, head reaching up to the heavens, feet opening, reaching down to the earth, the birds saying hello. And you can play circulating one way and then see what it's like to circulate the other way. I'll show again standing. Again, we're being curious. We're being playful. How can we build this relationship from the ground, through our body, through our skeleton, up to the top of our head? And if we're on the ground, same idea, playing with the different points of contact, feeling what it's like to create posture through our potency. And take the last few seconds and just play free form. Front and back, left and right, a little potent posture dance. Almost like what it is to partner with gravity. Feeling your limbs. Keeping our throat open, our breath present. If you feel like it's a good idea for you, you can also play with shifting the weight all the way to where you can liberate one foot, playing with this potent posture all the way into almost like a walk, a step. If you're sitting, you can play with the same idea. Gently shifting one side, freeing up the other leg. And eventually letting this exploration settle back over the middle, the Goldilocks place, not too hot, not too cold, just right. Giving our toes a little wiggle, heels, balls of the feet, outside arch, inside arch, all connected to the ground, space to the body, top of the head. And just feel that resonance. Take a moment and just allow that work that we did to echo. It's important to do the work and then give space to allow the work to continue. And on the next exhale, bring our palms to our awareness. See our hands. All the lines and the stories in our palms. Give the fingers a little wiggle. We can take a nice inhale and breathe some magic. Exhale into the hands. One more time, inhale and breathe some magic energy into those palms. Some magic soap. Start to rub that soap together. Invigorating the palms. Our palms are gateways to the heart. Waking up the heart, warming up the heart. And letting the fingers interlace, softening them. And from here, we start to rub and wash the hands together. One hand supporting the other hand. Finding all the beautiful curves of our hands. And as we do this, coming into the wrists and the backs of the palms. Same idea, sitting down. And into the fingers. Giving each finger its moment. And notice that as we work on the hands, we're also allowing that potent posture that we were playing with before to be present. So we can still shift the weight. We can still play with gravity. And last moment, bring a little more heat into the hands, a little more vigor and energy, creating some heat. And three, two, one. Bring a little space between the hands and feel that energy. It's this beautiful magic where you can feel the heat, the magnetism of the hands. Even if we can't see it, we can feel it. And from here, we're going to imagine, we're going to place our breath between our hands, our lungs and our diaphragm. And we're going to allow the inhale to open and the exhale to softly come back. Following your own rhythm, your own breath, doesn't have to be big. Just gently honoring our breath, letting our hands express the breath that is happening on the inside. A beautiful phrase in Qigong is breath and movement together. So allowing this energy to open, come back, open, come back, open. All we're doing is building space, creating capacity in our body. Filling our lungs with this life force. Sitting down, lying down, pausing and adapting as you need. A couple more, inhale. Exhale. And last one, inhale. And coming back to where we started. Hands connected through this magnetism. And now we're going to transform this. Like the magicians that we are, we're going to flip this all the way to vertical. One hand up, one hand down. Other way. I like to play with sound effects. And one more. And now from here, we do the same thing. Our breath is three-dimensional. So now we breathe. And we open the up space and the down space. Come back, flip the hands, allowing our diaphragms, our lungs to open in the vertical. Following your own breath, your own rhythm, what feels right for you. It can be very small. The key is just to honor what feels right. Continuing to use that potent posture, feeling the ground supporting our feet, the bones supporting us in space. Last couple, opening the lungs. One more, inhale. And exhale. Coming back. Give the hands a little wiggle. Now we're going to flip it one more time. This time, front and back. And let's flip it around. One more time. And just feel how that hand in front, representing our front body. The hand in the back, representing our back body. Feeling this interplay. And the space between our hands is our whole rest of our middle body. And same thing, inhaling, breath and movement together, changing, inhale. I invite you to go under the tone, see if you can be even softer. Ask the ground for help, ask the space for support. Say hello to your plants. No rush, no destination, just staying in this moment. Honoring our breath, honoring our movement. Last couple, inhale, exhale. One more, inhale, And exhale. Bring the hands back here. And then all the way back to where we began this journey. Hands at our sides. Just feeling this breath, feeling this ball of breath. Just take a moment and sculpt that breath we just played with, the left and the right, the up and the down, the front and the back, and see how from that linear approach, we've sculpted this three-dimensional ball of energy. This three-dimensional ball of energy is us, with all of this potential to move, to sense, to be, continuing to play with that potent posture, that breath. I'm going to take just a few seconds and invite you to take that form and just play with it. Play with this ball of energy, this ball of breath. Just take the ball for a little journey. Move the ball. Let the ball move you. Dance with the ball. The ball can go up. The ball can go down. The ball can grow. The ball can shrink. Being curious, being playful. If you want, you can change levels all the way to lower. You can even explore the space behind you, above you, between the legs, and eventually bring that ball back in front of you to see it and feel it, that soft tone in the hands. And just gently let that ball dissolve back into your body, into your heart, reabsorbing that energy. I learned that a spider, it spins its web, and then each day or each couple of days, it reabsorbs 99% of the material of that web. So it doesn't waste it. It takes it back in, and when it's ready, it spins the web again. From here, just give a nice gentle brush. And transitioning into our last little sequence today, we're going to gently open our base, open our tree roots a little wider, standing, sitting. We're going to bring our hands, we're going to wiggle our fingers, and we're going to bring them next to our hips. We're going to take this energy, and we're going to send it straight through. Reaching to the front, spiraling the wrists, and come back. It's a really nice way to activate the lymph system. In the armpits, sending the energy, spiraling the energy, bringing it in. And as we start to pump the arms, we invite the legs to pump as well. Activating the lymph, backs of the knees, the pelvis and the groin. Standing, also sitting. You can have a little rock, find that little rhythm and flow. The lymph dance. And three, two, one. Same idea, gonna bring our hands back to our hips. And now we're gonna cross the elbows and open the heart. And cross the other elbow over and open the heart. Now really playing with this roundness, the whole diaphragm, the lungs and the heart opening. And if you want, adding the legs. You can go slower, you can go faster. can go bigger, you can go smaller. I'm just doing what feels right for me today. Feeling my heart, my blood starts to pump. Almost getting a little sweat. And three, two, one. And gently bring the hands back down to the sides. Take a moment and just feel the echo and the resonance of that movement. I can feel my body warming up, immune system boost. And bring the legs close together, as close together as feels right for you. Sitting, same idea. We're gonna finish all of these videos with what I call a French press meditation. It's like the French press in coffee. So first thing we're gonna do, gathering the energy. So we're gonna open our hands, palms facing up. If you're standing, same idea, palms facing up. And we're gonna put something in our hands, one thing that we want to dissolve, that we want to let go of. And just place it consciously in our hands. See it, honor it, no resistance, no attachment, no judgment. And then when you're ready, we're going to take a nice long inhale. We're going to draw that energy all the way up through the crown of our head. Gathering, inhale, bring it into our full awareness. And on the exhale, we turn the hands over and we send it down, out, through the pelvis, through the knees, through the feet, into the ground. Pushing those delicious coffee grounds down. And we're left with the coffee. One more time. Check our work. Place it in our hands. And draw it up on the inhale. Following your own breath, your own rhythm. Turn it over, send it out. Let the earth receive it and say thank you. Beautiful work, everyone. This was session one. Like in all the sessions, we're going to finish with a nice clap. First, we're going to give ourselves a silent applause, a little shimmy, a little shake with the hands. And a clap on three, two, one.